and approve the paper presented by the Minister of Local Government regarding the elections for the LC1, LC2, and women councils. Recall, in my last briefing, I did say that Cabinet had a hint that we are going to have those elections, and yesterday the Minister of Local Government, together with the Electoral Commission, presented in detail amendments for those elections, because, as you recall, the term of the local councils expired in July 2023, and in accordance with the law, Cabinet and Parliament have been extending the life of the local councils. And like we always explained to you, the major reason why we extended was to align the cycle locally. We did not want to have midterm elections that produce local councils, and then later you have generations. So we're harmonizing the election cycle so that when we start with elections from the level presidential and parliamentary, then we do all the elections down in the LCs. And therefore, Cabinet considered the paper by the Minister of Government and agreed that the local council elections and women council elections shall be held in the months of March and April this year. And the Electoral Commission will be announcing the specific dates when these elections will be held. And therefore, we are announcing to the country that the prospective candidates and the political parties should prepare for those elections. And